It's around 4:30 on a Wednesday morning. At Juno's Shelter and Soup Kitchen, groups of volunteers sip coffee and discuss plans for a second morning of surveys. Each group is assigned to search a different area of Juno. The goal is to find homeless people and interview them. The morning before, Brad Correa's group didn't find anyone in the Mendenhall Valley or out the road.
We walked on a lot of beaches, you know, where they have shelters, like in the summer would be really nice. We would think people would be sleeping in there, you know, like they have fireplaces, but there was nobody.
The group searched behind Safeway, looked around all the stores in the valley.
Just everywhere.
Correa thought they might find people sleeping in cars out the road.
Because I thought if I was homeless and had a car, that's where I would go, to where there wouldn't be people bothering me, like troopers.
Correa has been homeless. When he first got to Juno about a year ago, he didn't have any money and stayed at the Glory Hole. He remembers another man at the shelter who talked a lot.
Like, I ignored him because I just acted like I was reading when he would come and talk to me, you know, just talk and talk and talk.
Days later, that man, Gregory Dockery, was found dead, submerged in water in a ditch near Twin Lakes. This was last November. Correa is afraid Dockery died thinking nobody cared.
Last time I saw him, he was crying. Nobody likes me. Nobody cares about me.
This is why Correa is volunteering to do the homeless survey. He thinks there's a better solution than dying in the cold. Data from the 2012 survey has been used to apply for funding for Juno's Housing First project. Clyde Diedrichson was part of that survey and was just interviewed again. He was walking to the Glory Hole with his wife when a group of interviewers found him.
They let us know who they were and what they were up to, and they asked me if I'd care to be interviewed.
Diedrichson felt fine answering personal questions about substance abuse, race, health history, mental health, money, education, how long he's been homeless. But there was one question he found intrusive and didn't answer.
What's your social security number?
Diedrichson won't say where he and his wife spend their nights for fear of being harassed.
We found a dry spot.
Diedrichson is 63, originally from Sitka and a veteran. He's been homeless since the early 1980s when he was arrested for a felony. His wife is 62. He carries their bedding around in a suitcase, an old tent they use as a tarp, and blankets.
Usually after everybody closes up, basically when people stop moving around, we lay out the tarp, give us something to dry to lay on, and then we lay our bedding out on top of that. And then the excess tarp we put over ourselves.
Diedrichson says they're up by around 5 a.m. They put everything back in the suitcase and begin their day.
Hardest part for us, especially at our age, is finding a facility to use.
Some public bathrooms lock up for good after the tourist season ends. Others don't open until later in the morning. Diedrichson says he sometimes goes to the bathroom in the woods. At 7 a.m., he walks to the Glory Hole for coffee and warmth. The rest of the day,
look for someplace dry and warm to sit around. A lot of times we wait for the library to open.
At the moment, he's sitting with his wife, 27-year-old son, and brother-in-law at a table at the Glory Hole. Diedrichson says he'll likely be back at the shelter for lunch and dinner before spending another night outside. In Juno, I'm Lisa Fu.